Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk, Steve, about what is happening in Israel in terms of CUFI. CUFI is Christians United for Israel. I know that they have an event that's coming up, but Steve, I know you were talking to me about this, and I think this is exciting. This is a ministry organization that John Hagee founded. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pastor John Hagee, he actually founded this. It was actually just about 10 years ago, and CUFI, if you're not familiar with it, it's called Christians United for Israel, and currently they're actually the largest Christian organization that stands in agreement with Israel, and what they have done, the amount of prayer, the amount of support, the organizations, the people that have come together and just exercised their support of the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is just outstanding.
This is important because a lot of people don't know, like, you know, what are they? What do they do? And how can they support Israel?
Yeah.
Well, they've been doing this for 10 years now. I want you to watch this. I want you to watch what they've been able to accomplish over a 10-year period of time. Watch.
We are Christians United for Israel. Christians United for Israel again in February 2006 with 400 evangelical leaders in San Antonio. Today, we are the largest pro-Israel organization in America.
Christians United for Israel, known as CUFI, brought a group of 50 pastors and Christian leaders from every state in the nation and the District of Columbia to Israel.
Thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for coming. That's what they say everywhere. It's just amazing.
To come and simply tell to the people of Israel, we support you, we understand you, there are still people in America who can distinguish morally between Israel and Hamas, and there are still people in America who appreciate what Israel's doing, not just to protect their own citizens, but we believe deeply when Israel battles Hamas, they're also protecting us in America.
We're praying for the safety of the Palestinian people, the regular citizens, but we are praying that this nation will be wise enough to defend herself.
Palestinians are like the Native Americans, you know, before they were crushed.
And that is a war crime.
Here's the point. The people, the terrorists in that area, they continue to represent those people. They continue to get attacks sent on those people in that area because they keep attacking.
CUFI has been such a blessing in every other aspect of my life. I really felt like God kept bringing it into my life and laying it on my heart. I'm a college student. I can't give all of my resources, but I can give my voice, I can give my hands, and I can give my feet to do the will and the purpose that I'm called to do.
I applaud Pastor Hagee for this great initiative of creating this new organization, Christian United for Israel.
To have this kind of support within the Christian community is of incalculable value.
This is a fight between what is right and what is wrong.
And God's people have made our choice. We will stand with Israel.
I know the support that Israel has in your congregations. I know what you do in Washington and what you're doing there is very important.
We are in a global conflict with a force which wants to destroy us.
I'm here to thank you for making me feel that I am not alone.
To my fellow Jews, these are our best friends in the world.
As Christians United for Israel, we're spreading the truth. We're 4.5 years old and we have grown to be the largest pro-Israel organization in the world.
I come to you as your brother Joseph, brother in the things that are most important.
We have an historic alliance with the United States. As Pastor Hagee said, Ani Yisraeli, I am an Israeli, I say, Kulanu Yisraeli. We are all Israelis.
God is reminding us of our past to remind us of our future.
Israel, historically, is the land of the Jews.
Well, we live in interesting times, we live in challenging times,
And you being in Washington makes a difference.
Just like Israel, our students are strong. Our students are of good courage, and we are not afraid. We fight back because it is incumbent upon us to reform and reshape the conversation about Israel on our college campuses.
God's word doesn't change. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We stand with Israel.
When God created this earth, he chose his people. And he said, those of us who will bless them, he will bless. And those who curse them, he will curse.
Both the United States and Israel, I think, share powerful cultural similarities and overlapping values, not to mention incredibly overlapping interests.
Pastor Hagee, together with his beloved wife, Diana, his Ish Ishkayil, his woman of valor, has demonstrated time and again his unswerving loyalty, sacrifice, and devotion to the Jewish people and to the people of Israel.
As I look around the audience today, I understand why America is the greatest nation ever assembled on the face of God's green earth.
Christians and Jews are spiritual brothers. Our roots are Jewish. If a line has to be drawn, draw that line around Christians and Jews, because we are united and we are one in the Spirit of God.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm so honored to see that work accomplished and what they're able to do. And I love what John Hagee said. If a line has to be drawn, indeed draw it around the Christians and the Jews. The Jews are our brothers. They are our sisters. And we stand vocally, publicly, prayerfully, financially, in every way with our Jewish brothers and sisters. And, We're one in the same. We are together. Talk to us about a coming event and how our audience can participate.
Yeah. July 13th and 14th, in these 10 years that they have been coming together, every year annually they have their summit at Washington, D.C. As you had seen that video, senators, representatives, congressmen, leaders in their respective industries have come together to express their support and what is happening. And there's an upcoming event in just a few months, like I said, July 13th and 14th, we're going to have all the information as far as how to register, directions, where to go, how to get to it. And it's their annual summit at Washington, D.C.
We'll make sure that's related. My understanding is Elie Wiesel, Holocaust survivor, will be there. What a treat. You definitely want to hear everything he has to say. And we'll make sure all those links are related for you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.